time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Since nobody wants to call the show, you can always go to my Facebook page and comment there if you're too bashful. And one thing we know, most people never call. I hear that. That's usually the second thing somebody will say. Oh, I listened to your program. The second thing they say is I never call. But Facebook is a safe way to put an opinion and get it on the air. And the thing we want to know is, so the survey says that the majority of people are going to miss parts of quarantine and lockdown when this is all over. And by the way, it's over in Texas. They're reopening 100%. Couple of comments. Slade says, I just like people not overcrowding me in the grocery store lines. Some people don't know personal space. And that may be something that doesn't have to be mandated, but that people will just respect in the future. And then Jen says, can't think of anything I will actually miss about the quarantine. That's on Facebook. Our number here is 272-9228, and Brett McDonald will be joining us to sidekick the rest of the show.
Today is March 2nd, Old Stuff Day. It's a day to celebrate things like, well, your job, your marriage, this winter, or celebrating stupid holidays every day. You know, all the things that are getting kind of old. Have a lovely Old Stuff Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
You asked for it, you got it at 4 o'clock. Here's SRN News.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Drug maker Merck will now produce rival Johnson & Johnson's newly approved coronavirus vaccine in an effort to expand supply more quickly. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo facing calls for resignation from some members of his own party, as most leading Democrats signal they want to wait the results of the Attorney General's investigation into claims the governor sexually harassed aides. Cuomo himself has avoided public appearances for days now. Family members say Vernon Jordan, a civil rights activist and former advisor to President Bill Clinton, has died. Jordan was 85. Stocks are finishing lower on Wall Street after a wobbly day, giving back some of their big gains from a day earlier. The Dow dropped 144 points. The Nasdaq was off 230. The S&P 500 down 31. This is SRN News.
The following are real-life stories from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt.
I used my credit cards as a source of income.
It was not a good situation.
I couldn't pay my bills.
The interest on the cards was really high.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief.
They contacted all of our creditors, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I've been able to pay off close to $15,000.
We're doing a lot better.
Please pick up the phone and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
It's a godsend.
We're debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
You do better getting your a job in a department store and stop hanging around radio stations and nightclubs.
That clip is a... I always think of the same thing. My job at Weebolt's department store that my mother inspired single-handedly. But I'm not in the mood for lame-ass stories today, and we do have some calls at last, so let's talk to Chris. Okay. What's up?
Hey, Greg, I listen all the time, but I just never call.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, you see, because that's what people always tell me. I listen all the time, but I never call.
Yeah, I was going to give a quick take on what people might miss from the lockdowns. And I guess from personal experience, the slowdown of everyday life it's attractive. There is something good to it, having a chance to slow down and count your blessings and realize what we have. But at the same time, just the lack of activity and whatnot, I'm looking forward to getting back to it.
That makes sense. Yeah, I mean, let's put it with many times the days have seemed longer.
And Leon's getting larger.
There you go. Hey, Chris, thanks for joining us. Do it again, okay?
Thanks, Greg.
All righty. Here is Biloxi Gambler.
Yeah, well, even after, you know, all this stuff's over, we're still going to have to wear masks for a long time, it looks like.
Not in Texas.
I miss being able to do facial expression. Because, you know, I say stuff, and I really mean what I say, and it really will offend people, but I kind of, you know, can smile, and they just think I'm joking, and I get away with it. So I'm going to miss, I miss that. But one of the things that I really found that I enjoy, of course, you know, not working since, you know, Friday the 13th of March 2020, I enjoy that. My grocery runners, because, you know, I'm getting close to getting a shot. I'm registered in 5 counties, and I got one girl that volunteered. She's got her shots already. She's volunteered. She's going to sneak me in as a volunteer, even though I'm not on the list or anything. And she goes, what? She goes, what can they do? Fire me from a job they don't pay me for? So I'm going to, maybe I can get a shot that way because I got to get some shots.
But I'm still not sure I'm going to get it.
Say what?
I still haven't decided whether I'm going to get it or not. I'm looking at bunch of nuns in Kentucky died after getting the vaccine. I'm not too sure about this.
Well, you know, they're virgins, so maybe it just kills virgins, so I'm cool.
You think that might be it?
That might be it. But I'm going to miss my grocery runners. I've already started asking them because, you know, I haven't gone to a grocery store or anything. They just, you know, they pick up and deliver, and I'm going to miss that if they say, no, you got a shot, now you got to do your own grocery shopping. I'm going to hate that. But I like home delivery for groceries. That's really good.
Hey, and that's still going to be there. You just won't have to use it. That's all. Thanks for the call. There was a story this morning on these food delivery services, Grubhub and that.
Mm-hmm.
And there are now people dining and dashing the high-tech way, having food delivered, eating it, and then calling the credit card company to deny the charge. How could you be so low? I mean, that's as bad as it gets. 407, the weather's been about as bad as it can be. Today we're going to check traffic, get your local news, and then Brant McDonald joins us.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, we're a little busy around the area this afternoon, but we don't really have a lot of congestion that's going to slow you down much. Taylor Road's one of the exceptions, very busy. Atlanta Highway all the way across I-85 to Vaughn Road. We have congestion on East Boulevard at I-85. That's about it. Buckle up, drive carefully. We have no accidents to report in the Montgomery area. Lower your interest rate on your VA home mortgage with the VA interest rate reduction loan. No appraisals, no income verification, no out-of-pocket expenses, and no hassle. Call MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
SSQ with Alabama News Network. $4.9 million in state funding is being awarded to cities and counties for road and bridge projects across the state. Governor Kay Ivey and the Alabama Department of Transportation made the announcement today. There were 21 projects selected. Of those awarded projects, 17 cities and counties contributed to a total of $2.8 million in local matching funds. And we expect to hear from Governor Kay Ivey this week about the progress the state is making in the fight against the coronavirus. The Alabama Hospital Association supports extending the mask mandate. Dr. Don Williamson says the orders should be extended until more people are vaccinated against COVID-19. Polls are open until 7 p.m. for the special election for Alabama Senate District 26. This is for much of Montgomery County. Democratic candidate State Representative Kirk Hatcher and Republican candidate former City Councilman William Green are hoping to replace Senator David Burkett, who resigned last year. I'm Ellis Huskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After a terrible weather day today, I think the threat of rain will remain through much of the night tonight before ending in the overnight hours. And a cold rain at that. Overnight low temperature in the low 40s. Tomorrow, the rain is gone, and I think we'll see an improvement in the afternoon as temperatures reach the lower 60s for a high. Thursday will be the best weather day of the week. Sunshine and a high temperature in the lower 70s. I think we'll be in at least the upper 60s on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When there's work to do, ground to break, earth to move, and a reputation to uphold, you can count on durable Kubota equipment. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage. Together we do more.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Maybe I just can't stand spending all my time at home washing my hands. This year can't be like last year.
Johnson & Johnson is the latest one out there, and the guy that I can ask the question and get an answer to, has that had a positive impact on their stock? Brant McDonald, you know him on the show as Mr. Right on the Money from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Seriously, has this third, you know what surprised me is it says it's like 66% effective?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I
that
know.
That doesn't strike me as a powerful incentive to take.
No, I know it. There was a lot of controversy about that, you know, Greg, when they first started this research and they were getting down to the wire in those phase three trials, and the Johnson & Johnson said, you know, hey, we think we're going to be around that 70% effective range, and everyone scratched their head over that.
Right.
But, you know, it's not as tough to transport the stuff. You don't have to keep it as cold. You got the single shot, et cetera. Which is, I think, is more of a big deal. That's why they're really pumping it up. But the other thing is, it's been found to be somewhat more effective on the variants that are out there. So,
these mutating strains.
That's right. That's exactly right. And you know, and a lot of people call us all the time wanting to know, should I be buying stock in these companies because of the vaccines that they've come up with? Listen. It's just a flash in the pan kind of a thing. I mean, a lot of this is being government subsidized. There's not a ton of margin in it. You know, they're not going to try to really capitalize on this in a huge way. Mm-hmm. The taxpayers wouldn't stand for it. There's just too much blowback. In exchange for that, you know, they don't have any liability with these vaccines either. So I wouldn't be looking at these companies from an investment perspective just simply over a vaccine. I wouldn't. And, oh, by the way, everyone's going to be getting a COVID vaccine every year because it's going to continue to, you know, evolve. This virus, the strain is going to continue to change, much like the flu. I mean, I have a lot of doctor clients, and this is what they tell me. They say, get ready. It's going to be, have you had your flu shot? Have you had your COVID shot? So
when are they going to be able to put it into a sugar cube like they did the polio vaccine?
Yeah.
So you know what they used to call that in the ancient times? Booster shots.
That's right.
And I forget what it was, but every year we had to get a booster shot for something. It was not one of my favorite days of the year. You're amused here because guess who just walked in?
Joey. There he is.
Joey, Joey, Joey.
And I wonder what...
Joey.
...is up to. You can talk from there.
My man, what's going on?
Production.
I hear you.
It's B-roll. How you doing, Brent?
Man, I'm good. It's been a long time. Good to see you.
It has been a little while.
Yeah.
You doing all right?
About as best we can do, my man. I mean, we're busy as can be, and
I believe it.
We got a major announcement he's going to make soon.
Oh,
we're gonna do that today.
Yeah.
Well, we sure are.
Right around 4:35.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Isn't it? You know, you've been. We've been working together for at least a decade, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it amazing watching Joey grow?
He's been so impressive, and so that's a great segue into the announcement. Joey is going to be joining our firm as the newest portfolio manager. So, Greg, he's going to be managing your money.
Oh boy, payback!
So the guy that got out of Bitcoin when it was $900.
I know. I think about you all the time.
Oh,
man.
I know.
I really do
about it too. Sour grapes for a little while. Now I'm over it. But no, the first one I bought, Greg, was $90.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it went up. You sold it when it was what?
Yeah, 900 or so.
And you did that back when they didn't have these exchanges.
All right.
You did it sort of like just, what do you call it? Like,
well, no, there were tiny like internet exchanges, but they weren't they weren't FinCEN regulated and these sorts of things. It kind of hurts. I mean, but the roommates I was living with, they were mining Bitcoin. They actually had the ASIC machines running. We had a whole room full of GPUs running, doing Litecoin, Bitcoin, all this stuff. Now it's a whole manufacturing thing. It's a big operation.
Humongous, and the power that it takes.
I direct your attention to the computer screen on your side so you can see the artwork from my March magazine column.
You showed me.
Oh, wow. That's good, man. I like it.
That's me on my bike. I've been doing it every day, even today.
Yeah.
Pedaling into that 46-degree wind out of the north at 15 miles an hour, because I'm afraid if I stop for even one day, I'll stop forever. I'm just that way. Anyway, it's just a fun article about how this sort of evolved, and it's been very, very effective. And look at all the smart things I'm doing, too, now that I'm getting out and exercising.
You're not smoking as much.
Not smoking nearly as much.
Yeah.
And I eventually will quit. I would have never said that before, but I will, because I found something that will help me transition out of the carcinogenic cigarette into something that's just addictive nicotine. Much better for you. So we have that this afternoon. And Texas opening to 100%, which is great. You think that kind of announcement will impact markets?
No, I definitely think it will. And as a matter of fact, I think the market's run-up over the last, say, 3 months or so has been in anticipation of the fact that we are headed towards a grand reopening. And when you look at U.S. GDP numbers, you look at all of the data out there. I mean, heck, that ISM manufacturing number that we saw just the other day, over a 60 reading. I mean, we are red hot. This economy is really revved up. And I think it's in large part because of a couple of things. Number one, half the country's probably already gotten this COVID. You know what I mean? Right. And now we have these vaccines that are rolling out. I think we're going to get about as close to normal as we can get by year end.
Brandt, sources say, though, that the vaccine will become kind of an annual thing because it will mutate. So, Joey, I hate to tell you, but you're going to have to go every year.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
At least give me a chance to look decent. Why are you taking pictures? I'm just curious.
We're trying to do a TV commercial, and I need as much B-roll as possible.
A TV? You got... If I had known... I'm wearing a shirt with a burn hole.
It's natural.
And this vest hangs off to the side.
We'll wear something nice tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Thank you. Rich going to be back tomorrow?
Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
I'll wear something nice.
No, put me in the B-roll. I mean, you know, what the heck?
Mike just called and said Mississippi is opening also.
Yes, and I got a... Mark Cumbie sent me
with
a copy
with no mask.
Right, fully open.
There goes your casinos now. Everyone's been waiting to get back
Biloxi
down there.
Biloxi Gambler?
Let's go live to Biloxi Gambler's house.
Yeah.
And that tweet that he copied me on also tagged Governor Ivey.
Oh, wow.
So she should join the momentum. It's time. It's almost been a year. In fact, Janelle's birthday is the 12th, so I was driving back from her birthday celebration. By the time I got to town, all I was hearing was baseball had shut down their spring training camps. And
curfews.
She didn't announce, what's the name of the silly name that came up for Alabama? Safer at Home or something?
Safer at Home.
Yeah. That came out the Friday after I got back. So it's time. And boy, that's going to make us the envy of all these places that have been shut down literally for almost a year with very restrictive and fascistic governments.
Yeah, I was saying this morning that we're going to keep you in your home. It's not the beginning of a conversation, at least not in a free country. Shouldn't be. And I look forward to just the energy that's going to get out there where people actually feel free, especially after getting the vaccine. Hey, life can go back to normal. And I don't want to hear anything about, well, we need you to... No.
So you kind of spilled the beans here. There's going to be a TV spot?
Yeah, at some point. Don't get all excited.
I've been on TV before.
I know.
But
what is this? What's the TV spot for? What are we...
Just we're promoting News Talk.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
All the stuff.
Well, you should come up here in the afternoon in the middle of a fantastic meltdown.
I know.
Throwing the garbage can into the wall, you know, scaring the hell out of Rosie.
I know how to be part of the impetus to that. I can conjure him. I could get him worked up if you stick around long enough.
Do your best Phil Donahue. He'll get going.
Well, we could do that. We could talk about Joe Biden and how he has single-handedly turned the economy around.
He's not even showing his face. He's just like... He's just in hiding or whatever. They're not even running him out there, even pretending anymore that he's...
Well, I'm sure all of the demands on him are extremely stressful.
You got to earn that tapioca.
Man, it takes a lot to bomb Syria.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Did we do that again today?
I'll have to check.
How are we doing? Are we starting wars in Afghanistan?
We should just assume we are. Yeah.
All right. Joey, I didn't mean to dig into your afternoon time.
That was fine.
But thanks for stopping by.
Yeah.
We're going to take a short break here and come back with Brant. at 425.
Senior living doesn't have to break the bank. A full and active lifestyle is waiting for you at Caravita Village, and it's all included. Come tour their newly renovated facility and find out about their 2 free-month special through April 30th. Visit CaravitaVillage.com.
Saddle up for the 64th Annual Southeastern Livestock Exposition Rodeo at Garrett Coliseum, March 18th through the 20th. The best in BRCA freestyle bullfights. Fun for the whole family. For tickets, visit slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a Boston report.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Senior living can be fulfilling and affordable, like a new renovated facility, 3 chef-inspired meals daily, transportation and companionship all included in one low monthly rate. Ask about their free month specials through April 30th. Visit CaravitaVillage.com.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now it's time for Happy Sounds while you're in quarantine. We understand you've been bombarded with serious, life-altering situations, and we can't change that. But we can give you a few seconds of welcomed relief. Here's a baby laughing. Keep it here for more Happy Sounds while you're in quarantine.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
And the high voltage news, almost a year since all the lockdowns began, the state of Texas this afternoon announced they are going to be 100% open and you do not have to wear a mask if you don't want to. Shortly thereafter, Mississippi followed, and people that got the tweet from the governor of Mississippi started tagging our governor. It's time. Let's open her back up. And that should help this Biden economy that's just chugging along here.
Oh, yeah. It should absolutely help it. And you know, in terms of asset prices and financial assets in particular, as I've been saying, I mean, those things have been discounting this for quite some time. But, you know, I think it's, you know, here we go. Here we are going into spring, going into the summer. And I'm going to tell you right now, if they think they're going to tell people, continue to request that people stay home and not go to the beaches and go to restaurants and bars and travel and get away during the heart of vacation in this country, they're crazy.
You know, I don't believe that's what Donald Trump wanted to do last year. Because if you'll recall, as everything was shutting down, they asked him when to flatten the curve. Remember, that was the first thing they told us. We got to flatten the curve. And most of us said, okay, if we can accommodate that 2 weeks, well, let's try and flatten the curve. Well, in that two-week period where everything was shutting down and people, you know, you had to have, I remember being so nervous. We were under a curfew, not just a lockdown, but a curfew early on during that time. And I remember having all my paperwork ready, so in case I got pulled over for being on the street before 5 in the morning, you know, I am an essential worker. Crazy stuff. Well, 2 weeks comes and goes, and in that time, Donald Trump was no longer the go-to guy making these decisions. The media went to Dr. Fauci. the little menace. I mentioned him in my magazine column. May I quote myself briefly here?
Let's do it.
Where did I put that? Hang on 1 second. Well, you know what? It's so small I can't read it. But basically I said, I accomplished this by two ways, largely ignoring, and then in parentheses saying I'm being generous here, the inconsistent Dr. Fauci. And in the column, you'll see a picture of him wearing an Oscar Mayer mask.
Yeah. Baloney.
To honor the, yeah. I mean, change it is, but we've played audio clips on this show for months where he's saying one thing and then saying another, and now you got to wear a double mask. Well, in Texas and Mississippi, you don't have to wear a mask at all. I still think there will be people that will do that, maybe because they have a pre-existing condition, and I got no problem with that.
Yeah.
But the whole idea that American life was going to continue on in this mask and social distancing space, I think the damage done is going to be long-term on society. Not so many, you know, I mean, people are going back to work and stuff, but this is screwed with a lot of people. Look, there's an article here. Stockholm Syndrome is set in. 53% of people say they'll miss at least some aspects of being locked down. Like what? What are you going to miss? I can't wait to go to my first biscuit game.
I know.
That broke my heart last summer to know that all those kids with major league dreams weren't going to be able to play. They weren't going to be able to reach, you know, have a year to reach their goal. We weren't going to be able to sit out there in that hot and humid even, but I loved it. You go to the ballpark here in between May and August, you know it's going to be hot, so just deal with it. Mm-hmm. Wear comfortable shorts. And by the way, with my new bicycle legs, I should look great in shorts.
I love it.
Enjoy some of that ballpark food and all that kind of stuff, and we didn't get to do that last year. And frankly, I'm amazed that a lot of these teams survived and they're going to have seasons this year.
Mm-hmm.
And they've already started letting people to attend spring training games. And the University of Alabama,
yeah,
for equal time purposes. We don't know what they're going to do just yet. But Alabama has announced they will have capacity crowds at all games.
Yep.
This coming fall.
Yeah, it's coming. I think you're going to see that at almost every SEC school.
Let freedom ring. Well, we were the ones that forced the Big Ten to eventually play maybe a shortened schedule.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
I mean, they, you know, the Pac-12, the Big Ten, you know.
They had canceled their seasons.
They were going to dictate, you know, everyone else, and that didn't happen.
Got to give Trump some credit for that, too, because he called
it. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It is 4:33. Brett McDonald is sidekicking this afternoon, but there's a very special reason that today is the day, and we're going to announce that after we take this bottom of the hour break at 4:33, starting with traffic, which is forecast, and then back with Grant.
Good afternoon, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. Well, we got a lot of cars on the road this afternoon. Our most congested spots, Taylor Road from Atlanta Highway all the way past I-85 over to Vaughan, East South Boulevard, Troy Highway to Baptist, and East Boulevard at I-85. A lot of outbound traffic on 231 to Wetumpka. Everything else light to moderate. Keep it here for traffic updates. No accidents right now. Reinhardt Toyota has the Toyota you've always wanted. Visit their location on the Eastern Boulevard or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. You've got new stuff coming in, and you've got a bunch of chocolates.
The biggest thing we've got going on is the ladies have been to market. They have bought all kinds of cool stuff. It's coming in here in the next week or so. But the one thing we do better than anybody is chocolate. And if you want some chocolate, we're going to have all kinds of new things we're doing. We're doing some white chocolate turtles, white chocolate caramel sticks, all kinds of new chocolate ideas, more dark chocolate. We're going to do those things because people people have asked for them, and we're going to get them for them. And you know what? If chocolate isn't your thing and you just want some good old-fashioned farm-fresh pecans, we've got those at Tucker Pecan. Whether you want them halves, pieces, roasted and salted, our roasted and salted are absolutely out of this world. We dry roast them in an oven, which makes them healthier and better for you. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 9 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Polls are open until 7 p.m. for the special election for Alabama Senate District 26. This is for much of Montgomery County, Democratic candidate State Representative Kirk Hatcher and Republican candidate former City Councilman William Green are hoping to replace Senator David Burkett, who resigned last year. $4.9 million in state funding is being awarded to cities and counties for road and bridge projects across the state. Governor Kay Ivey and the Alabama Department of Transportation made the announcement today. There were 21 projects selected. Of those awarded projects, 17 cities and counties contributed to a total of $2.8 million in local matching funds. And we expect to hear from Governor Kay Ivey this week about the progress the state is making in the fight against the coronavirus. The Alabama Hospital Association supports extending the mask mandate. Dr. Don Williamson says the order should be extended until more people are vaccinated against COVID-19. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After a terrible weather day today, I think the threat of rain will remain through much of the night tonight before ending in the overnight hours. And a cold rain at that, overnight low temperature in the low 40s. Tomorrow, the rain is gone, and I think we'll see an improvement in the afternoon as temperatures reach the lower 60s for a high. Thursday will be the best weather day of the week. Sunshine and a high temperature in the lower 70s. I think we'll be in at least the upper 60s on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1. Is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
We were talking before the break, and I just pulled up an article. Fauci flip-flops. How conveniently timed that is. Brant McDonald's with us. Brant, before we make the announcement, let's get Bob in, because he called before, just as the break started. Bob, what's up?
All right.
Hello. Great that you hear that Texas, first state, lift the mask order.
Did I hear that?
Yeah.
I've been announcing that since 3 o'clock.
Well, you see, I don't listen very well, do I?
Yeah.
No, but thanks for calling. We appreciate it. All right.
Come on. Don't do that to me. At least every 10 or 15 minutes. Texas is wide open. It's over. The mask mandate is over. Texas, and Mississippi does it.
Mississippi, I think you've got Florida next. There, no doubt Florida's coming. And I think Alabama, there's going to be a lot of pressure on Alabama to do the same. You know, it's, yes, this is coming to an end rapidly.
Maybe that announcement will be made in time for us to celebrate at Baumhauer's. They were celebrating Jesse Lynn tomorrow night at Baumhauer's.
Yeah.
All right.
But Brad is here to celebrate a major announcement with the firm McDonald and Hagen. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, so, you know, Greg, first I'll just start off by saying this. We've been incredibly blessed here in Montgomery by not just the community here, but really statewide. And so many people, you know, I've been managing money for 32 years, and so many people who have come and joined our firm, given us incredible trust, incredible, you know, confidence in what we do. And we're just really, really thankful, very grateful for everyone who has done that, given us an opportunity to earn their trust and respect. And so as you continue to grow and more people join our sort of family, as a business owner, you have to make decisions and make changes along the way. And so the cool thing is there's not going to be like any major operational structural change. We're not going anywhere, you know, but we are making some changes from the standpoint that we'll be able to continue to provide an incredible high level of service to our clients. We're preparing for the future, for growth in our firm. Interestingly, we don't just have individuals who call us seeking advice. We have other advisors who call us and say, wow, you guys have gotten really big. You've reached sort of a critical mass, critical scale, you know, and I would like to be considered to be a part of your firm. And there are a number of these people.
That's very flattering.
It's extremely flattering. And so here's what we did. About a year and 3 months ago, year and a half maybe, I hired a firm, a marketing firm, to take a deep dive of our company. Mm-hmm. Now, we spent a considerable amount of money, a lot, just trust me on that. And we started from the very beginning doing all kinds of mapping in terms of who are our real clients. And once we went through that, it was determined that when we, you know, got to the brass tacks of it all, that we really needed to consider doing a rebranding and a little bit of restructuring within the firm in terms of operations. And so one of the first things in that is a name change. You know, I've carried my name on the building since I started the company. And you know, Stamp even said to me, and I run the risk of tooting my own horn a little bit here, and don't mean to be that way, but they said, you know, Brant, we've done an incredible amount of research and study on your name, and you've got a lot of brand equity here in Montgomery.
Yeah.
And if you drop your name, that's the downside to it.
Mm-hmm.
But the upside is if you go to another name that more clearly, you know, tells the story of who you are and what you do, there's a lot of upside in that. And it also makes it easier for other advisors to join our firm. It makes it easier to recruit talent and to do those kinds of things. Their idea was, and I mentioned this to you off the air, their idea was, you know, you've got this brand equity in your name. Why not do video cast or podcast, the little 5-minute segment type stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And they even said, you know, you ought to talk to Greg and see if he would want to do it with you. You know, you guys are like the dynamic duo, you know, cut these things and have it as a separate, you know, type thing in addition to the radio. Which, by all means, we're going to continue doing the radio. I mean, this has been great, and we have no way we would ever stop doing this. But how can we enhance it? How could we, sure, you know? And so that's sort of phase two of the rebranding. But we've poured a lot of money, a lot of capital into the business. This is part of it, and I'm super excited about it. The new name of our company, effective today, is Invista, Invista. Invista Advisors. And I want to give everyone a little background on how we came up with this. We started this marketing company started with, I want to say maybe 50 words or so that would define what we do. And then from those words, they started taking certain definitions of the word in the dictionary and coming up with different sort of, I'll call it derivations of that word that could be used as a name. And so we poured through, as the whole team did this, and we kept going and going, and we'd cull it down and cull it down, and it was a long, arduous process. And by the time we got done, we settled on Invista, because at the end of the day, what I've always tried to do is to help people figure out the answer to the question, why? So it's, why are you doing this? Why are you saving money? Why do you have this money that you're trusting us with to grow? Why are we trying to grow it for you? What's the end result? What's it all for? And sometimes you got to pull that out of clients. You know, it's not just a matter of, well, I need it to retire. Okay, well, that's great. What does retirement mean to you? Well, I just need to be able to have some money to live. Okay, well, what does living mean? And you got to keep pulling.
No, I see your point, yeah.
Until you get to that point where that specific client is willing to, can finally say, well, you know, I kind of want to travel. I like going to the beach, or I like to fish, or I like to, or charitable work, or whatever it may be. But we all have that one specific thing that really drives us and motivates us. It's a dream. It's a hope. It's a vision. Or we could call it a vista. And so when you think of a vista, you think about looking out that window.
Right. It's
like, what is that scene going to look like for me? And so for us, it's about being in your vista. You know, let's live in that. Our challenge at our firm is to create these plans, whether it's an institutional account, whether it's a foundation, an endowment, whether it's Greg Budell, whether it's a super high net worth client. It doesn't matter, because there's a purpose, there's a reason why we're managing this wealth the way we are. And so once we clearly define what that vista is, we have a charge to try to help you get there. And the client has a charge to do everything with us to try to help us get them there as well, which is those annual reviews and keeping us updated on life events and health events and their job and managing their budget at home, like we discussed, and all of these things. So the tagline is, what is your vista? You know, what is your vista? And I guess a secondary sort of tagline could be, you know, let's live in your vista. Let's keep that top of mind and never forget why we're doing what we're doing. And so therefore, that we settled on this name, Invista Advisors, and we love the name. We think it really does sort of describe our clients, number one, because that's our, that was our focus. But then also us, you know, what, why we're doing what we do.
Invista brings to mind the term big picture.
Yes.
You know, and as you're talking, and I'm thinking about my big picture, I'm one of those crazy people that wants to work until God says I can't, in whatever form that might take, because I really believe that the biggest part of me would die if I was told you can't be on the radio anymore. Are you listening, President Biden?
Huh.
You're not going to get rid of me. So I look at a future where I might want to cut back one day. I might want to do one show a day. You know, those kinds of things. Thinking long term. Or I might want to be the ultimate utility player on a talk station where I could fill in for somebody as needed, maybe not work every day. You know, there's all kinds of ways this could work out. But
do
now,
video casts with me or podcast.
Well, yeah, you know, there's only one problem with me doing video casts.
You sure is ugly.
No. No, but give me a few more weeks on the bike.
And you want to write too, Greg.
Yes, that's true. I got to get that. I got to get that done. I got to get that project done.
And you should, because you're an excellent writer.
Some assembly required. Yeah. The new boom is out, by the way, and I got it linked on my Facebook page. Read Pedal to the Metal. It's funny. I don't know if you heard this the other day. Radio, you know, in radio, it's like being on a sports team, because teammates tease each other, right? You read those stories. It happens in football, baseball, whatever the sport happens to be. So my supportive teammates here, like Rich Thomas and Jay Scott, when I started doing the bike thing, they offered to, hey, you know what you need for that bike? You need a nice bell for it. How about some streamers out of the handlebars?
Oh, yeah. There
How about go. A basket?
Yeah.
I used to have about one because I was a paper boy. I'm not planning on starting a paper route anytime soon. And then in the mail, I think it was, yeah, Monday, there's this package that's just wedged into the box. So I finally wrestle the thing out. Peel all that annoying bubble wrap. God, you know, if they mummified the pharaohs like Amazon mummifies some of their packages, they'd still be whole. They'd still be perfect. Inside is a beautiful basket with flowers on it. I'm not sure if it's an early Easter gift, but it is designed to hang on a bicycle. So I think one of my Weisenheimer co-workers came up with that. I see I've already closed out my Facebook page because I have busy hands that don't always know what they're doing. But there was no card. This basket arrived unsigned. So I asked my listeners to help me find the suspect that might have done this to me. It's coming. There it is.
There it is. You like that?
All the flowers. Feel free to name suspects. Awesome. Look at 166 reactions to that.
Yeah.
And 50 comments. And everybody from Rusty Aldrich to, let's see, Jay Scott got nominated. Does Janelle play jokes on Dad? That's a good idea, Valerie. I should have thought of that myself. Eddie Bader says he didn't do it. So
Seth didn't do it,
so I think
adorable
may have been in a precocious mood and done it. Notice how the bike or the basket arrived as soon as he left town.
Yeah, I see where you're going with that.
Law and Order special basket unit. Either that or it's a symbol of my emotional state. Basket case. Day after day. Watching the news, especially this year, has been
Or it's a symbol of your vista, maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
But I love the name, and so when I call you in the afternoon and introduce you, I will be saying, and now let's join Brant McDonald from
Invista Advisors.
Invista Advisors. Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to say Invista, as soon as you said the name, the first thing I thought of was hopeful.
Yeah.
And forward-looking.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes, and that's what it's all about. It really is. I tell you what, you know, it's like today I got an email from a client. He listens to the show. I think he's been a client for, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years. And a great guy. And he was just so excited. He said, you know, Brant, I just wanted to let you know this is it. You know, this month I'm retiring. Wow. And he was really excited, you know, because it was finally time where he could pull the trigger. And sail into the sunset and be in his vista. And those are the things that make us so happy. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, we get excited about that when we've been able to achieve goals, achieve objectives. And so just like with him, I mean, there are new things coming in life. And so the charge for us in terms of managing that money in retirement begins to change and morph. But the goal never changes. It's all about the why, you know, that vista. So anyway, that's big news. We're going to continue to roll out new news. We've got a brand new revamped website. All of our clients are going to love it. I think that goes live here in about 2 weeks. They're still uploading some videos and some things we've done. It's much more interactive. It's a really, really nice website. All of the social media stuff is going to be revamped and updated as well. And, you know, I think you're going to see new faces at the firm. So I'm excited about that also.
When we come back next hour, that's one of the things I want to talk about, because in telling the story, because this is now yet another, this is not the first name change you've made since we started working together. That's how long we've been talking in the afternoon. And there's an aspect of that story that I want to specifically address, because I think it's incredibly flattering to you and your firm's reputation.
Don't punish me if I accidentally one day say McDonald and Hagen.
That's okay. It'll take a little time.
Invista Advisors. Advisors. Yeah. I like that.
It has to be something that could survive me, too. I plan on being around a long time, but, you know. So.
It's funny. You know what today is? Today is March 2nd, and one of the things that's celebrated is Old Stuff Day.
Old stuff.
This old stuff here plans on hanging around a while longer, too. God
me
willing.
Too.
Rosie, you're not old stuff. No comment. 4:55. No. Tomorrow night, we're going to be at Baumhauer's after the show, as we are every Wednesday. The special celebration tomorrow is Jessie Lynn from The Morning Show. And she's from The Morning Show, but she is an incredible country singer. And she's got a new extended play out. I have a link to that today. And we're going to give away copies tomorrow night at Baumhauer's. And Jessie will be there with us. And it'll be a lot of fun. And for those of you who listen in the morning and haven't a chance to meet her in person, she is just as genuine in person as she is on the radio.
Yeah, she's a doll.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is somebody with both feet on the ground and somebody who really, and I'm not making this up, I don't need to blow smoke. I've been in the business. I know how hard it is for even super talented people to get where they want to go. She's got what it takes. And nothing would please me more than to get a call from her. Remember when I used to be on the air with you guys? Well, guess what? I'm going to be, featured in an hour-long special on CMT or something like that. She's got the talent to get there.
Yeah, she really does.
So join us tomorrow night and help us celebrate and take home a copy of her new EP, which has some great music on it. I will go a little bit deeper into that later. That's tomorrow, right after the show. Right now, we're going to check traffic, get to 5 o'clock. The new SRN News at the top of the hour, and then we're back. And by the way, Brant is also here. If you have questions about money, financial advice, anything in that realm, feel free, 272-9228.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. Very busy now on East South Boulevard around Baptist and Alpha. Also East Boulevard at Vaughn Road. We have a lot of congestion Northeast Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson outbound to Highway 231. Little bit of slow traffic, 85 southbound leading up to the merge at I-65. Buckle up, drive carefully. A lot of cars on the road. No accidents anywhere this afternoon so far. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Foot Locker, Sally Beauty, Professionelle and Spa, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Unless you've been living under a rock, then you know that mortgage rates are low. But did you know that mortgage rates have fallen to their lowest level since 1971? That's 50 years ago. So there's no wonder why you are getting bombarded with mortgage offers. Churchill said it best, a good speech should be like a woman's skirt, long enough to cover the subject and short enough to create interest. That's exactly what other mortgage companies do. They advertise a rate, a teaser, if you will. The advertised rate piques your interest, so you give them a call. You ask questions, only to find the advertised rate is not available to you, or there's a hefty cost for you to get that rate. Unfortunately, this is very common in the mortgage industry. When calling on Alabama Home Mortgage, you don't have to hope you're getting the best rate. You will know you're getting the best rate at the lowest cost to you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired